It's Friday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. Here's your sports on this February the 10th. The top-ranked Baylor Bears are pulling out all the stops for their date with the 15th-ranked Aggies tomorrow afternoon. It's already a sellout at the Farrell Center, and Coach Kim Mulkey's college crush, country singer Trace Adkins, will sing the national anthem. This is the defending national champions versus top-ranked and the only undefeated Division I basketball team in the country, men or women. Baylor is 24-0. Only three teams, Tennessee, UConn, and Texas Tech, have been able to stay within 10 points of them. In Big 12 play, they've won 6 of 11 games by 30 points or more. But the Aggies have come on stronger in February, won 4 straight after losing 3 games to unranked conference opponents in January. In particular, the emergence of transfer Kelsey Bone at post, where tomorrow she'll have her first collegiate matchup with Baylor All-American Brittany Griner. Here's Bone.
Saturday is a big game for us. I think everybody on our team is really excited about that, and it's kind of fun now that we get to kind of focus on that, because that's what you play basketball for. Games like Saturday are the reason that, you know, we've been playing since we were 10.
The teams played 4 times last year, with Baylor winning the first 3, but A&M knocking Baylor out of the NCAA tournament with that 58-46 Dallas regional title victory that sent the Aggies to their first Final Four and eventually to the national title. Coach Gary Blair says that Baylor will use that memory.
Sure, it's going to be huge motivation for them, because we knocked them out of a national championship, because I think they would have won it. I think they were that good, but last year we were pretty doggone good too. And we're still work in progress. This is not going to win the conference for us, because we're 3 games back. What we're trying to do is to get to the conference tournament with the highest seed possible. And if we play Baylor 4 times this year, then we'll play them in the Final Four, okay? Because I don't think they'd put us in the same region again. So I would love to play Baylor 4 times, okay? But that means we've got to get pretty good, because I know Baylor's going to be in the Final Four.
Tip-off will be at 5 o'clock. You can hear the game on 1150 a.m. The Zone tomorrow, starting at 4:45. Aggie men's basketball team, well, it's going to be tough for them to make a 7th straight NCAA tournament, but with a winning full season schedule, they can get an NIT invite. They're 12-11 and have 7 regular season games left and at least one Big 12 tournament game. Their next 2 will be on the road, first tomorrow at 3 o'clock against an Iowa State team that beat them by 24 points at Reed Arena about a month ago. Then next Tuesday at Texas Tech, a team that is 0-11 in conference, going into their game tomorrow with Oklahoma. Now, while we can discuss postseason, Coach Billy Kennedy just is not going there right now.
You know, I don't even think that far ahead. We just got to get better, a little bit better every day, one day at a time. Our team has changed so much. I think the hardest, it's been the most difficult 2 weeks for me to coach a team than I've had in my career, because we've had to coach guys out of position. Daniel Alexander for 3 months has been a 4-man. Now he's starting at the 3. You know, Elston Turner's 3 months been a 2. Now he's playing 35, 40 minutes at the 1. So everything we put in our system has had to adapt and change on the fly. So we're just trying to get right. You know, and hopefully we can get, now we got to factor Chris and Dash back in the mix, and how is that going to affect team chemistry? So it's been kind of like just a roller coaster.
Yeah, both Dash Harris and Chris Middleton are supposed to return from injury to the lineup tomorrow. We'll have the game for you here on 1620 tomorrow with the pregame at 2:30. Also tomorrow in the Big 12, Baylor is at Missouri, Kansas State at Texas, and Oklahoma State plays at Kansas. The high school boys have 2 games left in district play, and tonight A&M Consolidated will be at Temple. Bryan High will travel to Killeen Ellison. The Rudder Rangers are at Pflugerville Conley in their final district game. Also, Allen Academy boys and girls will host St. Michael's boys and girls today. The Aggie softball team opens its 2012 season in a familiar spot, Tempe, Arizona, for the Kajikawa Classic. They're going to play Brigham Young at noon today and Stanford at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow they'll play Arizona at 5 and San Jose State at 8 tomorrow night. Then Sunday they finish up with Northwestern early at 9:30 a.m. That's a game you'll hear over on 1150 a.m. The Zone. All other games can be heard online at AggieAthletics.com. High school soccer tonight, Crosstown Showdowns, Bryan versus Consol. The girls will be at Merrill Green Stadium at 6, and the boys will be at Tigerland Stadium at 7. Rutter will host Brenham at 7, and the Rutter girls play at Brenham at 7. Texas Rangers have agreed to a 2-year, $16 million contract with American League Championship Series MVP Nelson Cruz. The deal includes $500,000 in performance bonuses and avoids an arbitration hearing. The contract came a day after Elvis Andrus signed a 3-year deal with the Rangers. Luis Cola scored 16 points last night, and the Houston Rockets topped the Phoenix Suns 96-80. Patrick Patterson added 14 for the Rockets, who won their third straight game. Houston held the Suns to 5 field goals and 13 points in the fourth quarter. And speaking of men's basketball, Billy Kennedy's former team, ninth-ranked Murray State, who had won their first 23 games, lost last night to Tennessee State at home, 72-68. Now there are no undefeated Division I men's teams remaining in college basketball. Only undefeated team is the Baylor women. Aggies will try to change that tomorrow. And that's your look at sports. Thank you all for logging on to WTAW.com. Have a great weekend.